will have a reading about Lord Chaitanya Lord Nityananda now. I want to take this opportunity before I start to wholeheartedly welcome all our devotees who have arrived in the night. And I want to also especially greet our Gunta Prabhu. By Gunta's very, very great kindness in his Vaishnava heart, we are able to communicate because Gunta is the sound Gunta. He has arranged some mystical sound. So it's nice. The other equipment was always breaking down, as you might remember. It always passed out, and it was certainly not ecstasy. It was old age of the system. So now we have a proper system. Thank you, Gunta. Hare Krishna. I know you don't like if we say it, but what to do? It's Nityananda's birthday, and it's my birthday. I can do what I want today. Hare Krishna. Yes, the way we celebrate is today we will just focus our whole attention on Lord Nityananda, and it's very important for us now to understand a little bit more about him so that we can go deeper and deeper each year into the Nityananda Tattva, we will bathe him today. We will later in the evening, we have a surprise for you. We will have, of course, kirtan, but there will be also some very nice meditation about Lord Nityananda, which is also coming together right now. So, but now, please give your concentrated attention to Lord Nityananda. Also, before I forget, it's a great desire in my heart. Yesterday, not all of you were there, but I really wanted to bring to your notice a very nice devotee of Lord Krishna, two very nice devotees who came from India the first time to Germany. And I asked them yesterday after the kirtan, where the devotees had a special German mood of kirtan. There's this wow, 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 wow. This is a certain a German attribute to the temple. How was it for you? And they both commented, "Is this quite an experience?" So these devotees are the husband and the son of Sachi Devi. If it's not too much, Abhijit and Damodar, could you please just rise so that we can all see you? This is Abhijit, the husband of Sachi Devi, and this is the race car driver, Damodar. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Okay, so it is the Madhya Lila, chapter 16, text 65. So here is the translation, but I want to first say to you, in which context the text, which we will be reading today, appears. It is a discussion with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Nityananda, "Please hear me, O holy man. I now request something of you. Kindly grant my request." What Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requests of Nityananda is that he should not visit him every day, nor every year, in Jagannath Puri, because how would the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu go on in Bengal? And he therefore told him, go and stay in Godadesh. Now, from the works of the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we know that Bengal or Godadesh during Mahaprabhu's pastime was a, a, place or country which he would constantly remember. Why? Because there were these loving devotees of Mahaprabhu who stayed in Bengal after he had gone. The word which is used, the old word is Gaudadesh, after he had gone to Puri. You know, the immediate reaction when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas was, Advaita declared, I will go into the Ganga, I cannot bear the separation from Mahaprabhu, and I will drown myself in the waves of the Ganga, and if any one of you tries to stop me, I will go in the night and drown myself in the night, but the day is better. You can, I can see better the path. So the devotees looked at Advaita and said, since Mahaprabhu has left Navadvip, we feel like dead bodies without a soul, so there is no question of stopping you. We will rather go with you in the Ganga, and together we all drown ourselves. And they were going. 100,000s of devotees were just going to Mother Ganga to drown themselves. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared as a voice in Akashvani and said, don't do this. I have taken sannyas, but I will come to Shantipur, which is only a few hours' walk from Navadvip. You please see me there. Don't drown yourself. Come to Shantipur. That is better. So, in this way, the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reacted to his non-presence, his not being there. It was very difficult for them, and therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a special concern for the devotees in Navadvip and Gaudadesh for that matter, and he sent Nityananda there, almost like Krishna when he left Vrindavan. He felt always in his heart, how are the Brijbasis doing? And during the night, although he stayed in Dwaraka, he would sometimes call the names of his cowherd boy friends in deep feelings of separation. So Mahaprabhu then speaks this verse, which we will read today. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, you, Nityananda, can perform a task that even I cannot do. Except for you, I cannot find anyone in Gaudadesh who can fulfill my mission there. So Mahaprabhu sent his other self, Lord Nityananda, there because no one else would be good enough. So here's a very, very amazing purport, which I believe is very important for our spiritual lives. Let us read it. Lord Chaitanya's mission is to deliver the fallen souls of this age. In this age of Kali, practically 10% of the population is fallen. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu certainly delivered many fallen souls, but his disciples mainly came from the upper classes. For example, he delivered Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and many others who were socially elevated but fallen from the spiritual point of view. Then Prabhupada explains these aristocratic followers of Chaitanya who were caught in the web or net of Mahaprabhu. Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami were situated in a government service, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was, who was he? He was the court pandit of the king Prataparudra, and he was the leading scholar of India at that time. Similarly, Prakashananda Saraswati was a leader of many thousands and thousands of Mayavadi sannyasis. So these were all very elevated persons, but what with people like us? Prabhupada continues. It was Srila Nityananda Prabhu, however, who delivered persons like Jagai and Madai. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya says, Amara Dushkar Karamatoma Hoite Hoye Jagai and Madai were delivered solely by Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. When they injured Nityananda Prabhu, Lord Chaitanya became so angry and decided to kill them with his Sudarshan Chakra. We know in Chaitanya Bhagavat, he came and he saw them and he screamed out at the top of the voice, Sudarshan! And another time, much louder. And the Sudarshan Chakra actually came, it was in his hand. And he was ready to now take action against Jagai and Madai. But Nityananda Prabhu saved them from the Lord's wrath and delivered them. In the incarnation of Gaunitaya, the Lord is not supposed to kill demons, but is supposed to deliver them by preaching Krishna consciousness. But in the case of Jagai and Madai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so angry that he would have immediately killed them, but Nityananda was so kind that he not only saved them from death, but elevated them to the transcendent position. Thus, what was not possible for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was carried out by Nityananda Prabhu. Now, Srila Prabhupada draws a conclusion from this. He has raised the point that Mahaprabhu has used Nityananda to do something which he himself did not do. Now he will take this principle and bring it into the devotee community. Similarly, if one is true to Gaur Nitai's service in the disciplic succession, he can even excel Nityananda Prabhu's service. This is the process of disciplic succession. Nityananda Prabhu delivered Jagai and Madai, but a servant of Nityananda Prabhu, by his grace, can deliver many thousands of Jagais and Madais. That is the special benediction of the disciplic succession. One who is situated in the disciplic succession can be understood by the result of his activities. This is always true as for the activities of the Lord and his devotees are concerned. Therefore Lord Shiva says, Aradadanam sarvesham Vishnu aradanam param Tasmat parataram devi Tadiyanam samachanam. Of all types of worship, worship of Lord Vishnu is best. And better than the worship of Lord Vishnu is the worship of his devotee, the Vaishnava. By the grace of Vishnu, a Vaishnava can render better service than Vishnu. That is the special prerogative of a Vaishnava. The Lord actually wants to see his servants work more gloriously than himself. For instance, on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Sri Krishna provoked Arjuna to fight because all the various warriors on the battlefield were to die by Krishna's plan. But Krishna himself did not want to take credit. Rather, he wanted Arjuna to take credit. Therefore, he asked him to fight and win fame. These are the words of Lord Krishna to Arjuna on the battlefield, when Arjuna was really hesitant to become the instrument of Lord Krishna. I feel this is very important because, you know, when we read this, Prabhupada has written this purpose for readers like us. We also are encouraged to connect ourselves with the true service of Gaur Nitya. And Prabhupada said it's possible this only refers to Srila Prabhupada in my eyes, but he says it's possible by the grace of Nityananda to excel in delivering fallen souls. So because Lord Nityananda wants it, and he will empower such devotees who will take shelter at his lotus feet. So this principle is now brought out in another situation. Arjuna did not want to fight, as you know, like many of us. And Krishna just preached to him. This is what he said to him. Tasma tvam utishta yasholapasva jitva shatrun bungshva rajang samriddham majai vate nihataha puvam eva nimitta matra pavasavyasachin. Therefore, get up! Prepare to fight and win glory. Conquer your enemies and enjoy a flourishing kingdom. They are already put to death by my arrangement, and you, O Savyasachi, can be but an instrument in the fight. Dear devotees, do you also wish to be an instrument in Krishna's plan, or do you not wish to be an instrument in Krishna's plan? I know this is almost unfair to ask such a question. I'm saying this because it's the answer is already in there. It's a pressuring question. Thus, the Supreme Personality of Godhead gives credit to a devotee who performs any heavy task perfectly. Hanumanji or Vrajarangaji, the servant of Lord Ramachandra, serves as another example. It was Hanumanji who jumped over the sea in one leap and reached the shore of Lanka from the shore of Bharadvaj. When Lord Ramachandra chose to go there, it was Hanuman who paved the way with stones. Although by his will, the stones were able to float on the sea. Now comes Prabhupada's... this is a typical now Prabhupada conclusion. If we simply follow Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions, we can almost hear Prabhupada through this book. If we simply follow Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions and follow in the footsteps of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, this Krishna consciousness movement can advance, and even more difficult tasks can be performed by the preachers remaining faithful to the service of the Lord. Now, Lord Nityananda's answer to Lord Chaitanya's request to go to Gaura Desh and deliver the fallen souls and also take care of the devotees. Lord Nityananda's answer to this request is very typical for Lord Nityananda, and you will find his mood from this. Nityananda kahe, Ami deha tumi prana, deha prana bina nahe, eta praman. Oh Lord, you are the life, and I am the body. There's no difference between the body and life itself, but life is much more important than the body. So, and then he says, by your inconceivable energy, you can do whatever you like. And whatever you make me do, I do this without restriction. Oh, Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was obviously so happy that he embraced Nityananda and then bade him farewell. It was very difficult for Nityananda. Mahaprabhu had told him, don't come and see me. And do my work in Gaudadesh. Nityananda, he said, oh, yes. You are the life, I am the body. You do whatever you wish with me. I will certainly do this. This beautiful meditation of absolute surrender to Lord Krishna is a principle which appears when we look at what Lord Nityananda, what else Lord Nityananda stands for. I believe you know that he is Balaram, who has come to assist in the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Nityananda. Lord Balaram appears in various forms as the servant of Krishna. He usually takes five forms. One is Balaram. The next is Mahasankarshan. And from Mahasankarshan, Karanodakashay Vishnu, Gabodakashay Vishnu, and Chirodakashay Vishnu manifest, who help the Lord in these three forms, help the Lord in manifesting this material cosmos for us. Now, as Mahasankarshan, that's the first expansion of Balaram. It's a little technical, but you will be very, very easily able to understand it if you listen. It's Mahasankarshan. Lord Balaram is the source of a very special Shakti, which has a lot to do with you, because you are that Shakti. It's the Jiva Shakti, the living entities. They are sheltered in Mahasankarshan. They belong to Mahasankarshan. They are the energy. Just like at this moment, I have a lot of kirtan energy, and I can't wait for the evening. This energy is with me. I know all the melodies I want to sing. I have the whole plan is there, how to do the evening kirtan. It's still there, but you can't see it at the moment, this kirtan shakti. It's not a lot of kirtan shakti. It's only very insignificant, small shakti. Or our Jai Gopal has the Madanga shakti. Some, it's already no longer practiced. But some is there. Some is there. You cannot see it, but this evening you will hear it. It will come out. Another Shakti, the Jiva Shakti, is sheltered in this expansion of Lord Balaram, Mahasankarshan. And that's, if you wish to go to Krishna, you need to go through the source of your energy, that is Mahasankarshan or Balaram. You belong to him. You are originally in him. You are his energy. You need to, in order to develop your original position as a pure soul, as an untainted Jiva Shakti, you need to be again in connection with him, Balaram Tattva, and then you will be able to approach Lord Krishna. Now, to do this function of connecting the lost Jiva Shakti, or the lost living entities, Balaram has a certain tattva. Tattva means an essential spiritual quality. Tattva means also truth. And this tattva is Guru tattva. We will hear about this more on tomorrow's morning lecture. What is the Guru tattva? How to understand it? But here you find the reason why in this spiritual philosophy of Krishna consciousness or Gaudiya philosophy, the position of a guru as the intermediate, der dazwischenliegende Faktor, huh? The connecting force, is so absolutely stressed. You follow? Because we belong to Balaram originally, but we are now in the Antaranga, in the Bahiranga Shakti, in the external energy, and we need to make our connection again. So this connecting activity, Lord Balaram does through the Guru Tattva, a very, very powerful energy, a very powerful thing which sometimes is conferred or given to individuals who are serving and who are surrendering to Lord Krishna's desire. You know? All of you have already experienced some of this connecting energy when you surrender and when you connect souls with Krishna. This energy can be carried by everyone, just like the Olympic fire. The torch can be carried by every sportsman, but some qualification is necessary to be pure, to be willing to be an instrument. That qualification obviously is necessary, but you all have been willing to be instruments at times in your life, and you found yourself all of a sudden saying things which does not come from your tiny brain. You found yourself when you were trying to help someone or do book distributions or preaching services in your Namhata fields, divinely empowered. And you always long for that time where you are again connected with this divine energy. You know, we will talk about this tomorrow in detail. I don't want to go too much of the road, but I also experienced the Hare Krishna. Please, can I just dress in a warm cloth? Because this actually, just before we continue, the best dress after kirtan is a shada. I have 5 different shadas, but I always forget them. So, Krishna, I'm sorry for this interruption. Haribo. Krishna, it's a little cold. So let us continue. How to enter the ocean of Nityananda? This is very, 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 very. Should we glorify Lord Nityananda a little bit on his birthday? Yes. We will start. Lord Nityananda, says Vrindavan Das Thakur, is the foremost devotee of Lord Chaitanya. For the glories of Lord Chaitanya always reside on his tongue. Later, Vrindavan Das Thakur will explain what this means. When Lord Nityananda was walking through the streets of Puri or anywhere, there were only 3 words on his lips. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, 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 Sri Krishna Chaitanya. the whole day and the whole night, nothing else. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna. He was breathing Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Like we breathe. And he was Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. You know, everything. Day and night, Lord Nityananda chants the glories of Lord Chaitanya. So when one worships Nityananda, he certainly attains devotion for Lord Chaitanya. All glories to Lord Nityananda, who is the first manifestation of Lord Chaitanya. The glories of Lord Chaitanya become manifest by his mercy. One becomes, and now he says something very important, which really is an explanation of this verse of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Lord Nityananda had said, Gauranga, you are my life, I'm just the body, we are not different. This has become one now. So if you want to become attached to Nityananda, you have to have the mercy of Gauranga. One becomes attached to Nityananda by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya. And one who knows Nityananda never faces any difficulties. Hare Krishna. This is so wonderful. If you have this love or this relationship to Nityananda, all your difficulties are over. Narottam Das says, from his own experience, Hena nitai vina bai radha krishna poite nai drida kori dara nitai pai. Without the mercy of Lord Nityananda, no one can achieve Radha Krishna. Therefore, devotees, run to Nitai, tightly catch hold, not loosely, tightly catch hold of Nitai's lotus feet. Narottam Das Thakur himself was born after Lord Chaitanya Nityananda had left the planet already. But he is an example of someone who has made contact to Lord Nityananda, and therefore he wrote the song which we have just quoted from the purport of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. See, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu one day went with Nityananda to the Ganga, he started to look in the eastern direction, and he called out with love in his voice, Narottam, Narottam. Nityananda asked him, who's Narottam? Narottam. Narottam. Narottam is the best devotee. He has even more love than anyone, because I will give him my own heart. I will give him my love. Oh, where is Nitai? Where is Narottam? Said Nityananda. I want to see him. You want to give him your own love for Krishna? That's very dangerous. And then he laughed. He always laughed. He was so joyful. So Nityananda, eternally full of bliss. It's so dangerous. He laughed and joked. And can I see him? And Mahaprabhu said, I listened very carefully what Mahaprabhu said. He said, no, he will be born in the future. Then how will he get your love? No. The Mahaprabhu manifested what exactly it is. We will not be able to understand. So I will not attempt to describe it. He placed his love in Mother Ganga's care. He said, Ganga, 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 come. Mother Ganga came with a chariot. He said, here, you take my love for Krishna and you give it to Narottam, who will appear on your banks when Nitai and myself have left. Ganga said, my lord, if it is your command, then please tell me, how will I recognize Narottam amongst all the people who take the bath in me? How shall I recognize, these are millions of people who come every day, how shall I single out that one person whom I should give this presence after your disappearance? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you will know. When this devotee enters into your waves, to your water, your waves will rise high. You will be so moved because already he is such a devotee. So Narottam appeared after the disappearance of the two lords, and I will make it a brief story. He one day came into Mother Ganga and he received this golden love of Mahaprabhu. Has a golden color, like Radharani's effulgence. And he himself, who was a little blackish, who had a black hue, turned into a golden boy. Haribo. Narottam das Thakur ki jai. Because the love of Gauranga entered him. And he always had these tears in his eyes. There was not a moment when Narottam das Thakur's eyes were dry. He was always going, Nitai go, Nitai go, Nitai go. He was always crying for Lord Nityananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And one day he went on a pilgrimage to all the pastimes places of his lords, and there something very special happened. And I would like to tell you what happened, because I feel it is so absolutely important. A little while ago, when I was in the Veda Academy, we gave a series of lectures. The lectures I felt were very, very, very important, in the sense that something was explained which was very important for devotees. See, when you hear about Lord Nityananda and about Lord Chaitanya, a natural question should come up in your heart. Can I also have a relationship? I mean, I'm now here in 1900 something, or what is it, 2000, numbers are not my absolute strengths, 2006, I know which year we have. So, can I also have a relationship to Gauranga, or did I miss the train? You know, there is this beautiful song, which some of you like so much, that, who will go, O brothers and sisters? Who will go? O brothers, O sisters, who of you wants to cross beyond the ocean of material existence? Do we have some here? No. Have you really thought what this would mean? No more films. No more worries. No more mental platform. no more birth, no more death. Isn't that terrible? We will miss it. Really? Vijay, will you really miss the material world? Is it really so good? Is it not just like a Fata Morgana, which does give some promises, but it never keeps it? So therefore, Lochan Das Thakur asked this provocating question. Who will go? Huh? Who will go of you? At my beloved Lord Gauranga's pier. Pier is like a ghat where there are boats, ferry place. At my beloved Lord Gauranga's pier, ferry place, the ferry is taking everyone, including the materialistic, the blind, and the mental people, across the material ocean, free of cost. Free of cost. For free. Adan. Adan means you have no dan, no wealth, free of cost. And then he talks about this boat of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says, there is Gauranga is there. There is the spiritual master who steers it. And there are winds who blow this fantastic boat. With the help of the wind of divine love, all living entities, including all of you, can easily cross the material ocean. Only Lochan Das Thakur has been left behind because of his own fault. I do remember this when we had a congregational event a few years ago, how it feels to stand at the ferry place and the ferry has left already. I always have this great anxiety in me. I don't know if it's an irrational anxiety. Because as a child, I once needed to cross from Fehmarn to Heilighafen, the holy harbor. Was it Heilighafen? No, I've lost all the names. No, it was not holy harbor. I needed to go from Fehmarn to another harbor, but I have forgotten the harbor. And as a child, I of course came too late, like always. And then the ferry was already there. Oh, I was standing like this. Oh, please come back. Catch me. And when we were on this Heidelberg congregational event, we had rented a big, big ferry, and we were doing Harinam on the ferry through the whole Neckar Valley. We wanted to bless all the people of the Odenwald with kirtan and all the deers and the foxes and so on. And I still remember when the ferry took off in Heidelberg town to go up into the, to pass all these cities with Harinam, two devotees were too late and we were right in the middle of this huge river and they were just crying. And I said to myself, I fully understand you. I know how miserable it is to feel that the boat has left without you. By Krishna's mercy, we could convince these boat people to go back to the ghat or to another ferry place and pick up these devotees. And they were severely crying. One Mataji was there. She was shaking. Little skinny Mataji. Oh. I thought, this is very good. This is how you should want to have Krishna. Then Krishna will quickly come. The boy was just almost... He wanted so much to come. And he saw all of us on the boat. Haribo. And you know, when the boat came, he almost had a heart attack. We had to almost carry him in the boat. So sometimes, please go into this meditation. Don't you sometimes also feel the blissful boat of Krishna consciousness seem to have left? I'm standing here. I'm the same. Oh, Krishna. Lord Chaitanya, 500 years back, he came, and I'm now 500 years later. I came too late. 500 years. It's not 5 minutes. 500 years I came too late. Ah. Oh. You know. So in this lecture, I wanted to explain how it is possible to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And I went through a lot of scriptures and research. And it is clear, if you do the things which Mahaprabhu himself says we should do to meet him, it's possible to meet him. And devotees in Mayapur have told that they saw Mahaprabhu coming towards them. The devotees have experienced this. I will not now relate all the topics of a lecture because it's a 5 days lecture. I mean, every morning class. It's in German language, but I will also give it in English. And you can, if you are interested in how to get on the boat, you can. There's some very important information there from the Shastras. But Narottam, he felt like this. The boat has left, and he therefore went to Ekachakragram. You know Ekachakragram, the appearance place of Lord Nityananda. Who was in Ekachakragram? Oh, that's a good percentage, maybe 1/3 of us. Does someone of you remember Ekachakragram? Something? What do you remember?
The place where Nityananda and his friends played all the leelas together.
The place where Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda and his friends played all the leelas together. What else do you remember of your visit?
The place where his mother
fell. Oh yeah, this is Padmavati Kund. Oh, Padmavati Kund. You must go in Padmavati Kund. And just, this is the place where his mother, Padmavati, bathed him. It's a supernatural bathing tank in Ekachakra. Everywhere else you see weeds. In all the kundas. Kunda means like ponds. Pukurs, you would say in Bengal. They are overgrown with weeds. Except for this milk-white water of Padmavati Kund. There's not one weed because it's Nityananda's bathing place. Where as a little baby, his mother came and lovingly bathed him. It's a very amazing kund. What else do you remember from Lord, from Ekachakra? Oh, Radha Sundari is a midwife. If you need to give birth, Radha Sundari is there for you. You must know this word. The Nabelschnur is the umbilical cord. There is a samadhi of that umbilical cord of Lord Nityananda. Amazing. I didn't know about this samadhi, and I have not seen it because I'm not a midwife. According to your consciousness, you see. You know midwives? They help the babies when or the mothers, you know. Peaceful, peaceful. It will come, it will come. You know, and so on. There is an umbilical cord, a samadhi of the umbilical cord. Thank you for your... This is a total new information for me. Wonderful. So, anyone else? Ananda Chaitanya. No. No, we have one Ananda Chaitanya, and then we have one Ananda Nitai. And soon we will have another Ananda. And sometimes you mix the two, Ananda Nitya and Ananda Chaitanya, because they are one body. You should seriously discuss some matters of friendship, you know. Ananda Nitya, yes.
Nearby is the place where the Pandavas took shelter for some time.
There is a place where the Pandavas took shelter. Yes. It's there's a place where Lord Nityananda found a deity of Banki Marai. There's a very, very, very interesting pastime which was hidden for a long, long time. Lord Nityananda once went into the Yamuna Nadi, that's a river in Ika Chakra, which is the same as the Yamuna. And as he was bathing, little Nitai, he screamed in bliss, "Krishna, Krishna, Syam, Syam." And when he came out of the river, he had a deity of a threefold bending form. He is Bankima. Bankima means the Lord. And he is in a threefold bending form. And this deity became his brother and walked. This deity you can still see. It's a small deity, Banki Marai. So I'm sorry. I said something which I was overcome with the urge to speak about inconceivable things. I will retract this again. I will take it back. Let us rewind. He found a deity called Banki Marai in the river Yamunadi, but I only know for sure that he had a brother whose name was Banki Marai. Banki Marai is Krishna, and Rai is who is Rai? No, Radharani. Radharani. So this brother, we have never heard. I heard it in a lecture of Gaur Govinda Maharaj. This we always hear Lord Nityananda had a brother, and this was Banki Marai, who was a combination of Radha and Krishna. He was a very, very exalted and mysterious, and very deep personality. Yes, he was the brother of Nityananda. But we never hear about him, and there must be a reason why. It's very esoteric. So anyways, thank you very much. How was the atmosphere, Trishtikata? Do you remember anything of the atmosphere? Because this is now a more difficult question. You have expressed some pastime places. But can you remember anything of the atmosphere? Yes? Will you feel free to speak about it? Yes, please.
I felt immediately it's a very special energy. It's like you are thrown many hundred years back.
Yes.
It's a completely spiritual atmosphere.
Yes. Not describable. You have to experience it. Gaura Shiromani also has, you understand, I will say for the tape, because they always come and say, why don't you repeat what the other devotee said? We only hear you on the tapes. So Shishtikata said it's a very, very special atmosphere. He said it's very spiritual, and he is hesitating to find words for it. And then he thought for a little while and thought, you have to go there to experience it. Huh? This was a little... yes, there was Gaura Shiromani.
There is a small kirtan hall in this village in this very ancient village. And when we came there, there were the Vaishnavas assembling for kirtan, and one of them, he was so old, he really looked like being left from the time of the and when they made the kirtan, it was really like the Shikara said, you felt like in this time.
Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. I missed something in Shishtikada, but Gaura Shiromani takes it up. He came to a kirtan hall in Ekka Chakra and saw all these old Vaishnavas, and there was one old Vaishnava who was so ancient, so old, that he looked like having been left from that time. We could go on, but I must say, admit to you, I only did this to wake you up. Because I saw you were getting tired of me. I have reached my purpose now. And I'm joking, because this is Nityananda's appearance day. He's very, very avadut. It is the reason why both what Shishtikada and Gaura Shiromani, what they said is there, is because it said in Maya cannot come to Ekka Chakra Gram. It is still the same. You must go there. It's different from all other holy places. You must go there and spend some time where you are not surrounded with the normal big group of devotees who are talking all the time, and when do we go, when is the bus leaving, and so on. Just go there when you are perfectly at peace, and you will discover another dimension of Krishna consciousness by the power of Ekka Chakra Gram. We do have a very nice temple there with very sweet devotees, just a stone throw away from the Garbhasthan, the place where Lord Nityananda has actually appeared, and they're very, very nice guest house. No one comes there. You're really on the village. So Narottam Das came to Ekka Chakra, and an elderly Brahmana came and said, "From where have you come? Where will you go? And what is your purpose?" Narottam said, "I'm Narottam, and I'm coming from Jagannath Puri. I have come to see the birthplace of Lord Nityananda, whose parents were Padmavati and Hadai Pandit." And then he said, "I want to see all the sacred places of my Nitai. Can you help me?" The Brahmana smiled, a mischievous smile, and he said, "Come with me, come with me." And he gave him a guided tour through Ekka Chakra. "See, this is the place where Nityananda and his friends enjoyed tending their cows, like the gopas." Nityananda roamed about this area holding a club and a plow. "And here is the place where he performed Ramlila." And he explained how Lord Nityananda would play from morning till night with his friends all the different leelas of Lord Krishna and of Lord Rama. For instance, they made from castor oil plants a bridge over water, and they walk, "We will come, Ravan." And then Ravan, the boy who played Ravan, took a lotus flower, meant as a javelin. "Don't come too close." "You wretch, you stole my wife," said the little boy Nitai. "She is my wife now," said the little boy. And then he threw his lotus flower like a javelin. And it came on Nitai's breast. Then Nitai fell down, and he did not rise again. The theater play stopped. All the boys came around him. "Nitai!" Another said, "Nitai!" This was a very young boy. But he didn't rise. So they went to the parents and got the parents. The parents saw Lord Nityananda, who had a butter soft body and who was really the, I mean, the whole of Ekachakra village just loved Nityananda so much that when he, after some time, left Nityananda, everyone in the village left the village. It became a ghost village, ghost town. They all loved him so much. So they all came and, Nitai, come back, it's only a play. This was a lotus flower, nothing dangerous. And some Pandits remembered that in the old time there was an actor who played Dasharath, the father of Ramachandra. And when he played that scene where he had to say to Ramachandra, go in the forest on exile, he played how he was overcome by a heart attack. And because he was so much absorbed, this actor, he actually died a heart attack on the stage. Hare Krishna. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has taken this incident in his writings, which say, where he explains the power of absorption, where your consciousness actually becomes amalgamated, one with the person you are thinking about. This is, you know, this is what we also wish to attain with our sadhana, that we remember Krishna so much, that Krishna is in our hearts always. So this Pandit was thinking, oh no, this boy plays Ram. He is so much into Ram. He is so much absorbed. He will now die because of his absorption. And he is Nitai. So then one of the little boys who played Hanuman, he was remembering that Nitai had given him some dramaturgische, how do we say this in English, dramaturgical instructions. Does this make sense, Sydney? Dramaturgical? Or how would you say in English? What? Dramatical, thank you very much. He gave, Nitai had given before the play some dramatical instructions. Now, if I faint, you will play Hanuman. You must go to the Himalayan mountains, and he pointed out some hill in Ekachakra, and you must get the Mrityu Sanjeevani herb. And you must apply it to me, and only then I will come back. Otherwise, I will die. So the boy who had spaced out, you know, because Nitai had fallen on the ground, you know, it was so real. He had, it's all awesome there. He remembered this. Oh no! And he started to go to this hill. he picked some part of the hill, you know, as much as the little boy could carry. And the crowd was seeing the boy coming. It said, Hanuman is coming, Hanuman is coming. Oh, yes, 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 you're right, right. Hanuman is coming to save Ram. And, you know, they parted. Hanumanji, please bring back to life our dear Lord Ram. And, you know, the Leela became one. And the boy came and he went like. And then Nitai woke up. And he said, thank you, Hanuman. Praised him. So the people were really wondering, this boy is so absorbed, who is he? And they took Nitai after the play and said, how do you know all these leelas? You're just a boy, you have never heard it, you can't read as of yet. How do you know these leelas in such fine detail? I forgot, you know, when Hanuman went, I make it very short because I want to come to one point. When Hanuman left, there was another boy who also went back into his role. He said, come to my ashram. No, said Hanuman. I rest a little. No. I must save Lord Ram. This boy was actually a demon. He was a this hermit, the saint was a demon who didn't want that Lord Ram is saved. He wanted that he is dying. So I will go. Then at least take a bath in this lake. So Hanuman went in the lake to take a bath. But then this ascetic took the form of a crocodile and attacked Hanuman to kill Hanuman so that Hanuman couldn't bring the Mrityu Sanjeevani. And you know, this boy, they were all playing this, you know, it was like full action. Then only Hanuman killed the crocodile and came back, you know. And the people asked, how do you know all these leelas? Because Nitai was telling all these in detail to the friends who then followed his instruction. And Nitai smiled. And he says, these are all my leelas. And the people said, how sweet this boy is. They couldn't understand him. So all the places were seen. After saying this much, the elderly Brahmana who had guided Narottam on the guided tour, he vanished. Vanished means disappeared. Narottam stood there. He had just seen the Brahmana one moment ago. Now there was no one. Have I dreamed all this? No, but I went to all these places. My dhoti is dusty. Who was this Brahmana? What happened? One moment he was here and then he vanished like a bolt of lightning in the sky. Narottam became extremely restless while thinking, if I cannot see this Brahmana once again in person, I shall give up my life by entering fire. Saying this, Narottam began to lament most pitifully. Then Nitananda Haladhara. What means Haladhara? Who carries a plow? Who is Haladhara? Balaram, yes. Then Nityananda Ram, or Haladhara, who is an ocean of milast, no mercy, once again appeared before Narottam Das Thakur in the guise of an elderly Brahmana. This time the Brahmana suddenly appeared as Balaram, holding a club and a plow. He stood like this before Narottam, like a flash of lightning. Wearing a top knot, this on the hair, when you put the hair together in the top knot, dressed in beautiful blue garments, then suddenly Lord Balaram appeared before the very eyes of Narottam as Nitananda Prabhu. Smilingly he said to Narottam, you are my favorite devotee. I have no intention of deceiving you. Very soon all of your desires will be fulfilled. However, do not disclose to anyone that you have seen me here, otherwise they all come. After saying this, Nityananda again disappeared. And Narottam stood for a whole day motionless, weeping tears of ecstasy, like the people of Ekachakra who had stood motionless when the small Nitai had left the village. The reason why I talk about this is to answer the question of, can you see Lord Nityananda again or make a contact with him? It is said that Lord Nityananda is conquered only by one thing, that is the love and the eagerness in the heart of the devotees. And if he sees devotees sincerely wanting to make contact with him, he will certainly appear before the devotees in their lives. And do you know what will be their mercy which Lord Nityananda gives to his devotees who sincerely wish his presence in their heart? The mercy of Lord Nityananda is explained by Narottam Das Thakur in the song Gauranga Bolite Habe Pulaka Shari. Prabhupada used to sing this, and there's one line. Are kabai nitai chan karuna hoibe sangsara vasana more kabe tucha hobe. It says that the mercy of Lord Nityananda is that we lose our material desires. And when we have lost our material desires, then something very wonderful can happen. We can see Vrindavan and Radha and Krishna. It is by our material desires that we are bound to this material energy. That was called vasanas. They become so big that they make a knot in the heart. We are bound with our hearts to the material energy. Even if we want spiritual life, our intelligence wants it, but our heart, there's so many interests I still have. Not when I'm in kirtan, but every other minute in my life, and so on. And these material desires, if we do not spiritualize them, they will keep us bound to the material energy, and our whole eyes, ears, everything is bound and looking in that direction. We never look in the direction of Radha Madan Mohan when our attention is not there. We have developed an apathy against Krishna. We don't like that he's the enjoyer. We want to be the enjoyer. And therefore we do not feel the Krishna consciousness deep in our hearts. We feel it as an intellectual concept or as a desire, but not as a practical daily experience. So that Nitananda, his appearance day today, please, you should humbly request Lord Nityananda. There is an operation to be performed in my heart. My material desires, my expectations, which keep me bound in this material energy. You are Nitai, and you are Ananda, full of bliss. You are very unconventional. Yes, you used to go dance naked in the kirtan. You used to ride on bulls. You swam in the Ganga just to show that it's not so easy to understand you. But you please come in my heart and you kindly help that this material desires are going. See, my dear devotees, you are now getting older. You are no longer young bhaktas. Some of our older devotees are quite old, but are they really old in experience? Are you experienced in Krishna consciousness? What are the What is the love in your heart which you feel towards Krishna? We cannot ignore the fact that it is important for us to become attached now to Krishna and to Lord Nityananda. We must be nourished in this level. Otherwise, we will again be bound by this powerful, very super powerful material energy which will capture us. And Lord Nityananda, who is also the Guru Tattva, is very deep, you know, that can help us. So it's a very, very important day. Today is a day where prayer is enough. This everyone can do, you know, even if it's mechanical. Lord Nityananda, I heard in the lecture, but, you know, I'm not really convinced. I'm spaced out, you know me. But I heard that if I pray to you, even theoretically, something might happen. So, you please. Today is our chance. And therefore we want to celebrate this evening a beautiful Nityananda's, and the program is Kirtan, and that's correct, but that we will start with some very first class prayers to Lord Nityananda, and some Gandharvas will be there, who phoned us in Saranandi's office. They phoned and they said, can we actually come and glorify Lord Nityananda on his appearance day in Goloka Dham? Saranandi was totally overwhelmed. He could not believe. Who is speaking? We are from a different dimension. She came to me and said, some Gandharvas. And we spoke with them, and yes, they will come. But you must be on time. It is a great surprise. We cannot tell you at this moment. It will be right after the Aratik. The Aratik might be a little longer than usual, but then it will happen. So better you be there in the Aratik as well, to not miss. And we will hear more about Lord Nityananda. See, I have... They're all full of notes, and I cannot explain anything because there is not enough time. I've not even started. I thought I would talk today on the subject of having contact with Lord Nityananda. So now I wanted to see how to progress from here. What is with the altar? We have enough time and I have enough to explain, but so there's no pressure, but it's only that we want to have the information, how far are the deities. I think I will now ask, let us just get the information. 10 minutes, okay. Is it realistic 10 o'clock or is it, Who is there? Can the pujari just come? And then I can discuss theoretically. So now comes the questions and answers. You please look for a very good question in your heart and you can think about it and then we will hear. Krishna, Krishna. Hari Bol, Ralf. Mein Herz ist total glücklich, dich zu sehen. Anandini, we are full with informations about Lord Nityananda. It's not that we are in a time pressure, at least not me, maybe the audience, but our question is, when can it realistically be without pressure? So 5 minutes after 10? Or a little, 15 is better. 10, 15 minutes. Okay. Can you send someone who gives me a nod when you are really ready? Yeah? Will you not forget? Good. So, Hare Krishna, do you have some questions? Yes, the young devotees always have questions. when there, yesterday it was said that we should face our problems on the level where they appear, not go over them and just pretend they are not there. What can I do when a friend does this? You should bring him in contact with Krishna. See, there was once a very problematic Brahmana. He was on the shore of the ocean in Jagannath Puri, and he was so much, had so much problems due to intense poorness. He was very poor, that he wished to take his life. When he was just about to take his life, he saw a giant coming out of the water. Land on the coast. Who are you? The giant looked down. And he immediately read the whole situation. You wouldn't understand who I am. Come with me. Where are we going? Come with me. And he went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu, he greeted the giant, and he said, oh, oh, oh. He said, oh, Vibhisan, the brother of the person whose name should not be mentioned. Oh, Vibhisan. The Brahmana understood this was the ruler of Lanka, the gold, the island made of gold. They talked. Vibhisan had come to visit Gauranga. He came from another millennium, an old time. And they had talked. They talked, and the Brahmana listened to this. And Vibhisan said, here's this Brahmana. He thinks the problem is money. I thought to bring him here so that he gets the mercy. So in this way, so the Brahmana got the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And by this mercy, he became, he understood that his real problem had been lack of Krishna consciousness. I don't remember that anything is mentioned about getting money, but for the Brahmana, because with this solution, if you have love of Krishna in your heart, you have solved the problem of material existence, and with it other problems are either seen differently by you so that you don't experience them as problems, or they disappear. The reason why I say this is that on this appearance day, I do want to direct your attention to the altar. Jiva Goswami, in his Bhakti Sandarbha, gives the reason why we should turn to Krishna and Krishna only. He says, because only when you turn to Krishna, the misery of life stops. You can turn to money, you can turn to everything else, you will be as miserable, maybe more miserable. So this is what devotees of Krishna, this faith, they have to learn. Obviously now when there is a devotee who, you know, who does not wish to work at his heart because he does not want to recognize his anattas, you could enter the world of different types of counsel. But I found out more and more it's very difficult for people to see what they do wrong. It is, they need help actually. It's an Eigenblindheit. It's a blindness, a blind spot we say in English. You can't see there. Certain things in which the eyes can't see. So the intelligence of a conditioned soul cannot really see where he goes wrong, and you need to take counsel. Even if you are advanced in many things, it's good you go to counsel and you ask devotees, please help me. I have the uneasy feeling I'm doing something wrong, but I just can't see what I'm doing. I don't know why the situations always turn in the way they turn. Can you please help me? And the devotees will speak to you, even if they see you are older to them, or maybe more advanced in many senses, if they see that you really want to know this. If you don't really want to know it, you will not get answers from devotees. Because they know, or we know, when you tell a person where he is wrong, and he doesn't want to see it, he will become so angry with you, he will burn you into 100 pieces. That is an experience which you can all make if you want. I have made it many times in my service of trying to be a spiritual guide to devotees. Krishna. So it's best if devotees can turn to Krishna, and then Krishna will take care of them. If you help a person to be attracted to Krishna, Krishna will take everything away which is bad for his spiritual advancement. That's what I also do when I see I can't help. I start praying, please Krishna, it's your time. You please help. And Krishna always helps. It's the best, really. I've seen so many times in my life that I was in situations where I really, in Deutsch sagt man, mir ist der Latein das Latein ausgegangen. Where I really didn't know my next step, which I should take in a relationship or in anything. I was really not. Then I remembered, if you give the situation to Krishna, please help. These are all very nice devotees. We all try to become your devotees. You please help. Krishna helps. Krishna. Any other question? Shishtikara? Very good. A very good question, which Sheshikada wants us to think now. You said, without the mercy of Nityananda and Chaitanya, you cannot reach Radha Krishna. But I have seen, I was in India, and there are many worshippers of Radha and Krishna who do not even know Gaunitai. Do they have any chance? Yes, and I will give an answer which you don't expect, so I have to talk also in ways you don't expect. See, there are different devotees of Radha and Krishna who have knowledge of different rasas. Not all of the devotees of Radha and Krishna have knowledge about all the rasas. If you, for instance, go in today's Vrindavan and meet the Brijbasis, they practically never talk about Radha Krishna Lila. This is all done by other Vaishnavas, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. For them, Krishna is the boy. And they sometimes feed the deity. Some take the deity at their table and they feed him because he's our boy. He eats better if we give him the food. You know. They have this understanding. I should be very careful with bridge Parsis, because you cannot really, wie sagt man, abschätzen, estimate them. There may be also, I may be mistaken here. But mostly, at least when they talk, I talk to one bridge Parsi, we never talk about these Radha Krishna, Madhurya Rasa things. This, all the Bengali boys do this. You know, they are not bridge Parsis. they have a different concept. How can I? Because Krishna left Vrindavan when he was, you know, still quite young, you know. And he kept the Madhurya Rasa hidden from the bridge Parsis, from the people, you know, it was a secret. So this rasa, the Madhurya rasa, is a very, very special rasa, and you can only really understand it because it is so private, it is so intimate. If Krishna comes and takes on the mood of his beloved Radharani, and then comes to this world and teaches this Krishna consciousness with this rasa. Yes, other sampradayas can understand other aspects of Radha and Krishna, but the Madhurya rasa is not, they cannot look into it. And Prabodhananda Saraswati raises a very, very good argument. He says, Radha and Krishna is such a private affair, such a personal affair, that it's very difficult for a person to understand, because he will misunderstand the intimate dealings between Radha and Krishna. You are Grihastha, a very, very nice Grihastha ashram you have, but you would never talk about those private discussions with your wife and private dealings with your wife, you know, the very, all these, this is not done. It's as clear. Because who will understand? They don't know your wife. They don't know you. Who will understand? So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Radha and Krishna, and he comes with his Leela, Chaitanya Leela, and he is into this, he is living this divine relationship, the highest love, so to say, between Radha and Krishna. And he's teaching it. And when you go through him, you cannot misunderstand. See, you will not be able to understand Radha and Krishna confidential leelas. It's even dangerous for a conditioned soul, who is still in a material body and who has not transcended the limits of his body and come to the platform of bhava and prema. It is not possible. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur offers a very interesting insight into it. He speaks about, you know, sometimes there are these devotees who go, Radhe, Radhe, and have nice pictures of Radharani, and she looks so wonderful. I also have these pictures. They're so wonderful. And but can we really understand Radharani? Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur brings the example. When Rukmini, who is an expansion of Radha, was leaving the temple, the Chandi Mandap, the temple of, she was fully dressed as a married girl on the day of her wedding. Everyone thought she would marry Shishupala, but she had written a letter, Govinda, save me from the Shishupala. Please kidnap me on the day of my marriage. She had a good style. So as she came out of the temple, she wanted to see, I wanted to, and she described the plan. See, before in our family girls are married, they go alone into the temple of Durga, only with other ladies and their mothers, they pray for the blessing of Durga. Then they come out, and after they come out of the temple, this is the time that you should get with me. I'm all alone. There are only girls around me. That's the most suitable time. So Rukmini came out, and she saw all the princes and the kings. And because she expected Krishna to be amongst the kings, she made a gesture with the most beautiful hand, where she removed a little of the veil to see, is Krishna there? So when the kings saw this gesture, I do not know if some of you are interested in gestures. You know, this is so, I can't make it. I'm in a male body, so you won't be, you know, how to, but when a woman does this, you know, and she is full of love. This is important. It's in her eyes, in her whole body, and it goes like this. And then this a man sees. All the kings and the princes fell from the elephants and horses, because she was so extremely, extremely super excellent. She's Goddess Lakshmi. Beautiful. Can you imagine? I mean, maybe you cannot imagine the beauty, but you can imagine the scene. But now comes the question, Shishtikada. Think very carefully. Did these princes, you know, they evolved one some. Oh la la. They were really, in French you would say like this, you know, they really were on the ground. And now the question comes, did they see Rukmini? Yes or no? No. Why did they not see Rukmini? Because they were full of lust. How can a lusty person see the divine energy of the Lord? What did they see? They saw Maya. Maya is very strong also. Oh la la. They saw Maya. And as a result, they were captured. So when we try to understand Radha, the highest tattva, will we see Radha? Will we understand Radha? We are covered souls. Therefore the kind acharyas say, be careful. There are instructions in the scriptures which from Jiva Goswami who tell, when a person sees bodily transformations appearing in his body, as he reads Radha Krishna, he should immediately stop. It's very dangerous, because let us not increase the problem of lust more, you know. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there, Gauranga, you cannot make this mistake. He doesn't, you know, he is not, there are no Radha, no intimate pastimes with Gauranga Mahaprabhu, which are discussed, you know. You cannot make a mistake like this. It's not discussed. He's dancing, he's chanting, he's distributing prasadam. He says, Krishna, Krishna. You know, you cannot make a mistake with Gauranga. And there, but he is Radha and Krishna. And he can bring us through this veil of obstacles which separate the conditioned soul to Radha and Krishna, so that we will not feel lust and these things which happen as long as we are in a conditioned mentality. Therefore, yes, you can meet Radha and Krishna in other rasas or relationships, but in that supreme love relationship, you need to go over Gauranga. It's a wonderful logic, isn't it? This is a very intriguing. It's something to engage our intelligence. Oh, I never thought of that. For this we need the comment for the acharyas. So it's now 10 minutes past